on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
It is time for the Friday edition of the Victorian Form Preview. Doubleheader Fridays now with the Valley Under Lights back, and we're looking forward to tonight's Friday night meeting at Moonee Valley. And we're racing during the day on the synthetic, which has been moved to Ballarat because of all of the wet weather that we have had in recent times in Melbourne. We've got Mark Hunter to find us all the winners for the Valley tonight, and we'll have Glenn Ingram find us the winners on the Ballarat synthetic. Morning, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Michael. Good, thank you.
You like this Valley meeting tonight?
I do. If I've got it wrong, it's going to be an expensive exercise.
Oh, I like it. Sounds like we might be opening the shoulders.
Well, why not? Tomorrow's hard, so I might as well lose my money tonight and put myself out of my misery.
Don't talk like that. You'll be fine when we have pockets full for tomorrow. Railers out 7. Let's find out how the track is looking tonight with Marty Sine. And how are you, Marty?
Good, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. We've had some decent weather the last few days, so the track seems to have dried out well.
Yeah, without a doubt. We had a bit of rain early in the week, about 8 mil in total. And with that, we've had a couple of nice days. So I've called it a soft 5 this morning. We did have a bit of a heavy dew here, and we did have a couple of horses go around. They did get their toe into it. But I do expect it's still improving. I reckon we'll get onto a good 4 at some stage tonight.
And the rail is out 7. So how do you think it'll run with it being pushed out to 7?
Yeah, generally it does favour leaders when we do go out 7, and the track has been like that over the last couple of weeks. But in saying that, out there in that 7-metre section, you know, it's probably not in as good a condition as what the true was, and that was a bit loose. So I do expect horses to have a chance, but it'll probably be more temporary lays than the actual track causing that.
Do you like anything tonight?
I do. I got a winner last week, so I'm on the board. Yeah, race 2, number 6, I Am War. It had a gallop here previous to that last meeting. It didn't run last week, so I think he might have just been waiting for a bit better track. So with that, I reckon I Am War in race 2.
All right, bit of value too, $5. And it has been specced. So they're following the Marty Sine and Mail. Good luck tonight, Marty.
Thanks, Michael.
All right, let's kick off the preview for Moonee Valley tonight. The first race over the mile, it jumps at 5.15 tonight. As we have a look at the market, we've got a firm favourite in the first, although it has eased this morning, $1.80 out to $2.15. Foxy Cleopatra from the Busted and Young stable. Born Hustler at $4.60. Peshwa, $5.50. Black Samurai at $10. So firstly, Mark, how do you think the track will play tonight?
Oh, probably rail out 7, Mark. You probably default to being on speed at the Valley with the rail out there. It's, you know, it's not a wide track, so look, I'll default to being up on the speed tonight.
All right. Are you with the fave in the first?
No. I don't know what really will win the first. There's 7 runners and there's 7 chances. I'm going to go with number 4, Black Samurai, who was a good debut in a good race. Went to Caulfield in that aft cabin race where got out the back and were pretty much impossible to make ground in those conditions. It was okay through the line. It's being set a task in its short career. Got blinkers on and jumping up to the mile at its only third start. But I'm hoping it can jump and find the front to beat number 7, Born Hustler, who went forward and won 2 starts ago, didn't show the same speed last time, didn't fire. I think up to the mile can settle handier and run well. 5, Verifier. It's shown ability, Verifier. It's got gate 1. It'll poke through as the others get weak at the end of a mile. We'll be running on. And 8, Foxy Cleopatra. Maybe it wins. We saw, did the same thing yesterday. They jumped one sharply in distance and it didn't work. This one's jumping up to a mile. It's got an awkward gate and I think it's short enough odds. So we'll go 4, 7, 5 and 8.
4, 7, 5 and 8. So a bit of value. Black Samurai at around about $10 in the first race at the Valley tonight. Race number 2 is the Pink Lady over 1,200 metres. Good push yesterday when we spoke from Philip Stokes for Savannah Cloud. And it is the $2.70 favourite. I Am Wars at $5. Sharp Response $5.50. And then we're down to Danny St. Darcy at $5.50 as well. Who do you like in the second here?
I think there are probably 2.5 chances. I'm keen on number 5, Savannah Cloud. It's got gate 1. As long as it can hold up leaders back here, I thought it was good first up, will be fitter. I would think I Am Wars the leader, so looking for Savannah Cloud to follow that horse through and then just have to run it down in the straight. To beat number 6, I Am War, it's got a great chance. It should spear out from 2. It's hard, it's fit, it's got the 2-kilo claim. It'll take a stack of running down. I think the other winning chance, if there is one, is number 4, Sharp Response, who's going to get beaten for speed and everything to go right from the back, but we'll be running on. And then maybe number 7, Danny St. Darcy, who's tried okay. I just think from that barrier, it's in a lot of trouble here. So with the rail out 7. So leaders back for me, 5 to beat 6, then 4 and 7.
5 to beat 6, then 4 and 7 in the second. Race number 3 is over 1,200 metres. And just while I've got you, Mark, I do need to give a little plug to... I'm not sure whether you caught the doco that was done by Racing Victoria called Here for the Horses, which was on last week. Just a reminder for anyone tomorrow before you're getting in the mood to head to Flemington for Turnbull Stakes Day, watch.com or listen to RSN. It is going to be replayed again at 10:45 on Channel 7. So make sure you tune in, Channel 7 tomorrow, 10:45 for an encore screening of Here for the Horses, which was really well put together by the racing industry. So there's a little bit of early Saturday morning viewing to get you in the mood for Turnbull Stakes Day, 10:45 on Channel 7. The market in race number 3 at the Valley has Valiancy, a $3.50 favourite. We heard Kira Maher say he's pretty keen on it. Cannon at $3.90. Plus Fours is at $6.50. Another one that Philip Stokes says he's got a really good opinion. And then we're out to Kadenbaba. Kaden, you can tell me this one, Mark. How are we pronouncing this one?
Kadenavia.
That's the one. At $6.50. Who do you like?
Well, if you're happy to take these odds each way, number 11, Cannon, should be an each-way special here. It ran first up behind Custodian, who I think would run favourite and would win this race. It ran well. It certainly wasn't losing ground on the line, so the 1,200 shouldn't be an issue. It draws... I think it'll get across New York Hurricane, who's drawn one, so it will lob in the first three at worst. It'll get a beautiful run, and I can't see in that scenario how Cannon misses here each way to beat number 10, Valiancy, who... It was good on debut. Seen Angry Skies go to Sandown and run quite well. Valiancy's certainly the danger. Has got a little tricky draw. Four plus fours ran really well first up. Again, just got a little bit of a sticky draw to overcome. And 13, Kadenavia, who both runs have been good. It's trialled quite well. It's in there with a winning chance also. But I think the way the race will unfold, that Cannon won't miss each way. 11, 10, 4 and 13.
11, 10... 4 and 13. So Cannon's been $4.60 into $3.90. Valiancy is holding favouritism at $3.50 in race number 3. Race number 4 over the 2040. In this race, we've got a pretty firm favourite here as well, and that is Keats from the Gavin Bedgood stable. $3.20 into $2.15 now. There have been a couple of scratchings. We can take out 5 and 7. Hopkins is at $4.80. Schultze at $6. Head of State at $7. So the market's really honed in on Keats here with the scratchings. 215, is that a bit tight now?
I think it's about right. Gee, I think it'll just jump, lead and win. It's had two goes for Gavin Bedgood at bolting down at Sale, leading all the way, and then went to Flemington on that really wet track and fought on well at the mile. It jumps to 2,000 metres, draws the or near enough to the outside gate. There looks like there's just no pressure on paper, so I would imagine Willow spears out, crosses El Gladiator, leads, dictates and wins. I think the Cornella comes from either number 1, El Gladiator, who is having its first go for Stephen Pateman. It draws gate 1, draws to get a beautiful run with a claim. Or 6, Schultze, who's going really well for Pat Cannon. It'll poke along the fence, be in the right spot, will run on, can run a place. And 4, pick number 4, Head of State, who gets onto a dry track. So it's absolute D-Day for this horse. It hasn't fired since coming off a long break. Maybe it goes better on the dry, or maybe it's in real trouble. I think 3 will lead and win. 3, 1, 6 and 4.
Could be one of better bets of the program. Keats, race 4, currently at around about $2.15. Race number 5, over 3,000 metres for the stayers. Bellex 1 at $4.80. Raid the Bar $5. Red Song $5.50. Protection Money $7. This looks one of the more open races of the night.
Going with 3 chances, I think number 6, Bellex 1, is your starting point. It's had that flat run at Sandown where it fought on really well and was terrific over the jumps. Now, coming back to the flat at 3,000 metres, but if it can go forward and find the top, then I think it wins. To beat number 8, Laughing Grizzly, who got back at Geelong, circled a weak field, was far too good. This horse is in career best form. It'll be picking them off one by one and running on. 10, Raid the Bar, gets a good run through, destroyed a weaker field last time. They've got a chance, and maybe number 12, Red Song, next best, poking through and running on. I think if 6 can find the top, it'll win. 6, 8, 10 and 12.
6, 8, 10 and 12 in race number 5. The race number 6 here, it's a big 10 race card tonight at the Valley. Race number 6 is over 1,600. Tavi Storm, $3.50 favourite. Our boy Brian's at $3.90. And Cuban State is at $4.80, the top 3 in the market.
Yeah, this is a tough race. I'm not sure what will win here. I'll go number 9, Our Boy Brian, who's had a couple of goes for Matt Laurie. It's going really well. It has to run a strong mile. That's my query. It will look to go forward somewhere near the front, but there is some pressure. So you're going to need things to go right here for Our Boy Brian to beat number 3, Jolting, who's in terrific form since joining the Reece Goodman stable. It draws gate 1. It'll be just picking them off along the rails one by one and running on. With 11, Rudy Rude has had no luck in recent times. It's a horse who can settle a lot closer than what it has been. And 2, Cuban State, whose model of consistency, good barrier, 2 kilo claim, is there with a chance also. A wide open race here, 9, 3, 11 and 2.
9, 3, 11 and 2. The first leg of the quaddie is race number 7. It is the 55-second Ladbrokes Challenge over 9.55. Take out the emergencies. The favourite here is Bubble Palace. Has been supported into $3.40. And Amatu at $4.80. Kev's Girl, $5. Does Bubble Palace bounce back?
Well, I thought it trialled no good going into that first up run. I wasn't surprised by that run. Maybe it's fitter and maybe it leads and wins, but I'm going around it. I want to see it produce. So I'm working on 5 and 6 here. I like number 6, Smoke and Holly, each way. Draws gate 2. I think it flops down to the rail behind Animato, who pushes forward somewhere. I like Smoke and Holly on the fence. It wants to lay in, so the rail's a big help. It's the lugging bit on here. Need the gaps to open from the 400. If they come, I think Smoke and Holly is a good bet each way here. To beat number 5, Animato, trial well. It'll spear out from gate 1. It'll try and lead. If it leads or sits leaders back, it's going to be hard to beat. After that, number 8, Knight of Delight, who's had a few goes for Tom Davenick. Going well in weak races, was found wanting last time, but gets a nice run from the draw. And 4, Kev's Girl, who probably has to lead to win. I don't know if it can do that, but if you look up and it's speared across and finds the rail, then you're in there with a winning chance. So I'm working on 5 and 6 for my quaddie. I'll go 6, 5, 8 and 4.
6, 5, 8 and 4, first leg of the quaddie. Race number 8, as we heard earlier, this is one of the better back runners of the day and it's been crunched into $1.70, Vivian. The scratchings here are 1, 5, 9 and 11. Do we take this as a one-outer in the quaddie, Vivian?
Well, yes, probably. Actually, I'm taking 3 runners. I thought it would win, Vivian. There's a little fly in the ointment here. Number 14, Jupy Doll's got a start, who's got speed from gate 1. So that's just made it a little bit tougher. I think Willow will press forward, look to take luck out of the equation. If you look up and Vivian's found the rail here leading, then it should be game over. Just that pressure that's come inside is my little query. If it doesn't win, it's open. I'll go number 12, Rose Tycoon, who's in terrific form, with a good run at Sandown. Just going to need luck from the draw, that's all. 2, Squizzy Mizzy, consistent. It's a nice run just behind the speed. And maybe number 6, Tycoon Hummer. Don't know if the track will be ideal for Tycoon Hummer tonight, but if they do go berserk up front, you know it will be running on. 3 should win, just has to get across early. 3, 12, 2 and 6.
3, 12, 2 and 6. Race number 9, over 1,200 metres. Scratchings here. 3, 4, 7, 8, 10 and 12. Outback Action is the favourite. Gee whiz, with these scratchings, it's into $1.45 now. I'm not sure if that's deductions. I'm trying to work out this new tab out. $1.45. I See You Cummings at $7.50 and Schwoons at $9. So $1.45. It's been $1.80 into $1.45 since scratchings, Mark.
Yeah, they've all run away here. Michael Dennell Star and Screwed Down and Horace were in the betting. They've all run away from it. So, look, it should win. It's got terrific form. The maiden win was outstanding. It was good behind good horses up the straight. It resumes. It's trialled well enough. It'll push forward, either lead or be right there on the speed. And you'd think that Outback Action would get the job done one out in the quaddie. Placings, maybe number 5, No Surrender, who's got speed, will be up there for a long way. 1, Pagasi, who's going well. And 2, Realiza, who's got into a bad habit of missing the kick, but if it can pick its way through the field, has got a place chance. 1 out, number 11, 11, 5, 1 and 2.
11, 1, 5 and 2. And the last of 10 is over 1,200 metres. In this race, take out 12, 13, 14, and number 1 comes out as well. So here, LTC's the $4.40 favourite. Cantina's at $4.60, Perfect Darling's at $6 and $7.50, Naval Envoy. So it's a bit wider race to finish what looks a skinny middle quaddie today or tonight.
Yeah, I'm keen on number 7 here, LTC. I think it comes into gate 1. It will either lead or, at the very worst, it'll be leaders back. It's just going to get the absolutely beautiful run, better suited 1,200 metres dry. If you're happy to take, like that horse earlier, Cannon, if you're happy to take those odds each way, I don't see how LTC misses to beat Number 9, Cantina, who's going well. You know, Craig Wiggins will be positive on it, send it forward and run well. 8, Van Roy. Van Roy's trial well. It's got a chance, but I'm not sure how it overcomes that barrier. And 10, Perfect Darling, who won weak races last campaign. Just draws for a beautiful run just behind the speed, so at least it will be in the right spot. 10 on 7, 7, 9, 8 and 10.
7, 9, 8 and 10. As you said, you're pretty confident about tonight's meeting. What's the best way to play it?
Well, the best will go race 4, number 3, Keats. The value, not huge odds, but race 7, number 6, Smoke and Holly. The quaddie, we're going to play this way in order. First leg, 6 and 5. Second leg, 3, 12 and 2. Third leg, number 11. And last leg, 7, 9 and 8. Player of the day or player of the night, I'm going to play a parlay 2, 3, 4 and 5 for a win. Will cost you $26 for $1. We'll go race 2, number 5, Savannah Cloud. Race 3, number 11, Cannon. Race 4, number 3, Keats. Race 7, number 6, Smoke and Holly. And race 10, number 7, LTC.
Wow, let's get this little multi-parlay up. Race 2, 5, race 3, 11, race 4, 3, race 7, 6, race 10, 7. You got me excited, Mark. We'll have pockets full heading to Flemington tomorrow. What's your best tomorrow?
That's a good question. I'll go with Pride of Jenny.
Pride of Jenny. Good on you, mate. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter with his in-depth look at the Valley. We'll take a quick break. We'll get through a very quick look at the Ballarat Synthetic.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. We are racing today at Ballarat on the Synthetic, and the Eagle is here to find us all the winners. How are you, Glennie?
I was a little bit stunned earlier listening to Sharknado. I was out for a walk, and he just dismissed High Emotion, didn't he? My knees buckled.
It was just so dismissive. It was so rude. Anyway, the good thing is that Shark can get things very, very wrong, as you well know. So don't be too upset about that. Hey, do we build the bank today at Ballarat? We're going to whip through this card because time is on the wing. Let's get your first, or let's get the best bets and the quaddy. Actually, you know what? We've got time. Let's run through the whole card. Race 1 is over 1,100 metres. Scratchings here. We can take out 3, 7, 9, 11 and 13. The favourite is McTaggart at 225.
Yeah, the gelded version showing great improvement this preparation. McTaggart winning both his jump outs at Flemington, one on synthetic and one on turf, and he's got the ability to be on speed. He's drawn beautifully there. Barrier 2, Johnny Allen. I made him my best of the day. I think he's the hardest to beat. From the 5, Rue de Palais. Tackle good company as a 2-year-old, and the jump outs this time in are an improvement. I like the way he moved on the synthetic in his latest over 1,100 metres. We know the stable's really hard to beat at home. The 4, Prince of Nottingham, with Michelle Payne as the unknown. Switching down from the Sunshine Coast, where she made a synthetic debut. She's well-bred. Probably hard to line up the form, but we're watching the market there. And the 1, Chris Darla, was OK on debut in a race I think will be a good form reference. Numbers are 2, 5, 4 and 1.
2, 5, 4 and 1 in the first. Race number 2, over 1,100 metres. The scratchings here are 5, 8 and 11. Stars Barwon is the $2.40 favourite for David Brydoke. Contanti at $6.
Yeah, I've got him on top of 6, Stars Barwon. Very talented horse, resuming for David Brydoke. He's been unlucky in some of his runs to date. He does like this synthetic track. If you go back through his form, he ran the Smart Lavish Girdle and Nose and a pack synthetic jump out a while ago. So the jump outs have been good. Moderate maiden, so entitled favourite. The 1, Contanti, is better than what he showed last start at Bendigo on the heavy. That's obviously the reason for the failure, as he's come to the synthetic for this. He did trial up strongly and probably over the odds there at about $9. The 12, She's Notorious, is first up and in the market. No guide on the synthetic, but just watch the betting. And the 3, Luna Soul, going around $51. Form says no, but did hold a good gallop in a recent Wangaratta synthetic jump out. Could go forward, might be one for the multiples. Numbers are 6, 1, 12 and 3.
6, 1, 12 and 3 in the second. Race number 3. In this race, the scratching is number 9. Disturbia, the $2.80 favourite. Make Some Noise, $4.20 and $4.80 firm as a rock.
I think the winner likely comes from two main chances. The 8, Disturbia, on top gets Meech and a big drop back in grades. She's been tackling quality 3-year-olds in town. She comes back in trip as well. She can roll forward in the small field, control the tempo and break her maiden status today. From the 5, Make Some Noise on debut for the Kamani stable. He shows abilities. Importantly, he's jumped out on the synthetic here at Ballarat. He's probably likely to want further in time, but the 1,500 metres is a good starting point today. He's definitely a winning hope. And the 1, Get On The Beers, has run some OK races in his career today. Poor first up on the heavy, switches to synthetic and might improve. And the 7, Princess Tina, just continues to have no luck with any. She should be in the finish. Numbers are 8, 5, 1 and 7.
8, 5, 1 and 7. Race number 4. In this race, the scratching is number 10. Shiraz Abil is the 340 favourite. Shuri Lad, $3.80. Number 9, Highland Raider at $4.20.
Four on top, Shuri Lad here, the local. He's had a few chances already. I think this is his best hope of getting on the board. He'll push forward to lead or sit outside the leader from that wide draw and take running down. The 7, Shiraz Abil for the McAvoys. Looks like she'll be tested over the staying trip this prep. She's kicking off at the 7 furlongs fresh. I like the way she worked home in the jump out here recently. She's lightly raced and might have some upside. The 1, Honest Legend, showed promise of his first up run for the new stable, trained locally. Jumped out on this track. He can slide forward. I think he's definitely in the mix. The 9, Highland Raider, is on debut for the Murray Newstead stable. A large number of trials to get him to this point, and it's been really kept safe in the market. You'd need to see a decent push in the betting to get involved, but that's really come this morning, so that's interesting. My numbers are 4, 7, 1 and 9.
4, 7, 1 and 9. First leg of the quaddie is race number 5 over 2,100 metres. In this race, the scratchings are 3, 7 and 8. The favourite has been well supported. Flavites now into $1.75. Next in the market is Ideal Miss for 80 and 550 for Kalu.
Yeah, I want to take on the favourite here. I've gone with the 6 KU, who just loves synthetic tracks, is likely to take up the running. She's up in grade and sharply up in trip off of 5 week freshen. It'll be good training to get home, but I'm backing the stable here to beat the 1 Footlights. The late booking of Linda Meach is a big positive in this smaller field. He can use that low gate and kick up in the run. He's the class horse and obviously the one to beat, as the market suggests. One third up last prep, it does go heavy to synthetic, so that's a query. The 4 Ideal Miss, she and Blake McDougall combined to win last start over this trip, just the second win of her career. I like that she can settle closer in this small field and appears to be in good form. And the 2, Stark Raving, is a potential improver second up. She won at Moonee Valley last prep with this setup, so but might have the profile against her in this race. Numbers are 6, 1, 4 and 2.
6, 1, 4 and 2 in the first leg of the quaddie. Race number 6 is a 58 over 1,500. Scratchings here are none. Roderick's Secret is 360. Fanazia Dioro is at 390. Buck and Hoax, 550, Glenn.
Very keen on the 5 here, Michael. Roderick's Secret, I made him one of my better bets on the card today. He showed a liking for this surface second up with his first run on the synthetic for Pakenham trainer Reece Goodwin, finishing close up behind Edinburgh. I think he'll be even better getting to the outside of horses in the straight here in this, and I think he's well-placed to break through today. Beat the 2, Finanza Dioro. He's the big danger. Good third and a decent 58 last start. He can go forward, which is an advantage here. Just the last 100 metres might test him. The 1, Buck and Hoax, has been freshened and down in grade today. He's been racing consistently and might show up. Just watching the market there for any confidence. And a chance to 3, Regal Ray, racing OK and returns to the synthetic where he's a winner. Numbers are 5, 2, 1 and 3.
5, 2, 1 and 3. Very keen on Roderick's Secret at 360. Race number 7 is over 1,200 metres. In this race, the scratchings are 6 and 13. The favourite, Numpty, 270. Hughes the Boss for 65.50. Itchy Powder.
Yeah, 2 great chances here. The 11, Numpty on top, was down to run as a chooker before that meeting was cancelled. Was very impressive in a Ballarat jump out on the synthetic. Loved the way she dropped her head, travelled in the run. She's ideally placed as the first up winner at this track and trip. She's hardest to beat from the 5 preliminaries. Had no luck first up, too far back. Only got clear late and found the line strongly. He's a winner on the synthetic previously. He's down in grade today. I think he's way over the odds for mine at around that $11. In third, the 4, Hughes the Boss, is having a super preparation. Just slow out of the gates. He's been costly on this track. Was very solid here last time. The 7, Brilliant Sapphire, getting back onto the synthetic helps as she's shown a liking for this track in the past. Numbers 11, 5, 4 and 7.
11, 5, 4 and 7. And the last of 8 jumps at 5 o'clock, a 64 over 1,100 metres, 4, 7, 10 of the scratchings. Head first, the 290 favourite over Red Zeust, and then you're out to Tom the Star at $6. 290, 310, $6. Who do we have on
top? We'll skinny up the quaddie here, Michael. I've got the 5 on top, head first for price and 10. Burst onto the scene earlier in her career. She's obviously had a few niggles since. Poor first jump out, but she zipped home in a latest behind Ancient Girl on the Cranbourne Synthetic, so that gives confidence that she can win here fresh. The 9, Red Zeust, for the McAvoys, caught the market off guard, winning nicely here last start. It wasn't a strong maiden, so probably needs to improve again. The 6, Tom the Star, is speedy, consistent. He'd be competitive on the back of some good jump outs. And the 1, Curio, ditto, similar on a speed profile. Numbers are 5, 9, 6 and 1.
5, 9, 6 and 1. What's the best bet play of the day in the quaddie?
Best bet, race 1, number 2, McTaggart. Next best, race 6, number 5, Roderick Secret. Today's quaddie, first leg, 1, 2, 4 and 6. Second leg, 1, 2, 3, 5 and 6. Third leg, 4, 5, 7, and 11. And we'll come home with 5 and 9 in the last. Today's play of the day, All Up Win, race 1, number 2, McTaggart, into race 6, number 5, Roderick's Secret.
I love it, Glennie. Good luck today and tomorrow with High Emotion. You may have a Melbourne Cup berth at the end of the day. Fingers crossed.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.